Hello, I'm Stuart Clarkson with this week's Radio Today News, published on Friday the 26th of May 2017. This week, radio did what it does best at times like this, and it was the go-to medium for instant updates after Monday night's terror attack at the Manchester Arena.
Police say, yes, there are reports of an incident at the arena, and they are attending the incident. Emergency services are dealing with it, and that's as much as we know at the moment.
I'm driving away now, and basically every police car and ambulance in Manchester, it seems like, is just driving towards the arena.
It's Phil Williams through the night here on 5 Live, responding to what's happened at the Manchester Arena this evening, which police are treating as a terror incident, and if it's confirmed as a terrorist incident, will be the largest number of fatalities in a British terror attack since the London attacks of 2005.
Bruno Mars and When I Was Your Man. I'm Daryl Morris. It's 5am with a news update. Here's Michelle Livesey.
Manchester has been rocked by a terror attack which has claimed the lives of 19 people.
There was a big explosion. Some people said it was the speakers. Some people said it was something else, but then we found out later when it was a bomb.
Horrible, horrible news this morning to wake up to. So the show today is going to be a little bit different. We're going to be here. We're going to be playing new music, but it's not going to be the regular Radio 1 breakfast show.
All of us waking up today shocked to the core that this has happened today in our great, great city.
This is Capital Breakfast. And we've just had some breaking news that the death toll has now risen to 22 from 19. This is something that nobody wants to even have to tell or say or let people know about. So that's just happened now. They've just announced it's risen to 22. And our thoughts are with everybody and anybody involved in it. Families and stuff like that.
So a very different smooth breakfast then for you this morning, as we're bringing you up to date with the very latest every 15 minutes following the attack on the Manchester Arena last night. Let's get the latest for you now. It's 8:14 on Smooth.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Alex Wallace. It's been confirmed 22 people, including children, have been killed in an explosion at Manchester Arena.
I've already heard leading the LBC news bulletin, 22 people have been killed, some of whom will be children. 59 is the current level of injuries. Massive police investigation going on in Manchester, seeking to find out whether the person who detonated this explosion was working alone or as part of a network.
I said to my daughter, let's just wait a couple of minutes so that the staircases can clear and stuff. So we're just sort of hanging about, and then we just heard a massive explosion.
How many parents there last night won't have been watching the stage? They'd have been watching their little girls dancing in absolutely undiluted glee, pure happiness. And you watch your children, you don't watch the stage. And then someone comes along and blows himself up and takes as many of these children with him as he can. And we're supposed to be able to explain this to our children? I don't know that I can. I don't know where you even begin. There are some evil people out there, they know that, but not at a concert full of kids.
Just a flavour of some of the coverage as news was breaking on Monday night and Tuesday morning. The bomb meant the big industry event of the season, the Radio Festival, was postponed. Here's the Radio Academy CEO, Roger Cutsforth.
Radio is a great medium for pulling people together at times of crisis, well, all times really, but particular things like this. So we've got a number of colleagues needing to work on the story. And as things happen there, we've got a lot of people affected. I've got family and friends based in Manchester, lots of people that couldn't come down. And the event itself is a celebration of everything radio and audio. And we were launching 30 Under 30 tonight. That was due to be a party. And to be having a party and a celebration just didn't seem appropriate given the circumstances.
Well, the festival will now take place on Wednesday, the 21st of June, instead, with Colin Murray hosting at the British Library. Well, with the country on heightened alert, a moment of panic on air at 5 Live and Radio Manchester as the fire alarm went off on Wednesday afternoon in their building at Media City UK.
In that highly unlikely event, God forbid, where we find ourselves in that situation, we want to see somebody there who can take some action and protect us.
Attention.
Just stay with us.
By the nearest available exit.
We've had an evacuation, I'm afraid, at this point in time. So thank you very much indeed for your call, Chris. We're going to have to leave right now. Our apologies to our listeners for buildings being evacuated.
Attention.
We'll be back as soon as possible and let you know what's happening. Thank you.
You're listening to BBC Radio 5 Live. We're sorry we can't bring you the scheduled programme at the moment. We'll return to it as soon as we can.
Fortunately, it was just a false alarm activated in the canteen and staff were back in the building in less than 15 minutes. Elsewhere this week, the BBC's apologised after a clearly unacceptable feature was broadcast on the Radio Leeds Sunday Breakfast Show. Listeners were invited to work out a mystery person who'd been in the news from musical clues. The answer was the Moors murderer, Ian Brady. Radio Caroline is going legal on medium wave. The station's been awarded a community radio licence to cover Suffolk and Essex. Caroline's currently online and on some DAB multiplexes. This will be the first time it's had an AM licence, and it comes ahead of the 50th anniversary of the Marine Offences Act this summer.
They say there's times in history when you just want to blurt it all out. This is one of those times. It gives me great pleasure to announce that Radio Caroline has been given a license to broadcast a wide range of album music, this station, from the 60s to the present day, for people in Suffolk and northern parts of Essex. We must remember, of course, that Ronan O'Reilly started this radio station many, many years ago with a dream. And it's great that he can maybe realise his dream before it's too late. So all the best to him. And thank you to everybody who supported us over the years. It really is something special.
Well, Caroline says it hopes it can get on air in time for the 14th of August if it can. Ofcom hasn't yet said whether it's going to get the 1 kilowatt transmitter it's asked for. Lots of media coverage for Caroline's return. Here's Tony Blackburn talking about it on 5 Live on Sunday morning.
Well, I think it's great news, yeah. I mean, I was out there when it started in 1964. I'm very proud of being out there, and it's given me everything I now have. And I'm just delighted. I mean, it should have been given a licence ages ago. I mean, you know, we were out there pioneering a new sound in radio, and now Radio Caroline is going to be... And I think it's actually quite nice, the fact it's on medium wave, because that's where it always was.
Yeah.
And the records in the 60s were made for mono medium wave radio. So I think it's going to be fantastic. And I'm very pleased because I've been to see the Ross Revenge, and it's really been kept going by real enthusiasts, and I love that.
Tony's Radio 1 colleague Gary Davis is coming back to BBC Radio more than 20 years after leaving 1FM. He's going to be covering for Sarah Cox on Radio 2's Sounds of the 80s on the 9th of June. He was at Radio 1 from 82 till 93. Manchester's small-scale DAB multiplex has announced 9 more stations joining its lineup. That'll bring the total to 28 services on the Minimux. Operator Niocast says it's the only multiplex in the world to carry so many stations. And on this week's Radio Today programme podcast, Trevor Dan speaks to Jane Garvey and also to the former BBC Director of Radio, Helen Bowden. They took part in a Q&A session at the Groucho Club in London on Monday night.
I slightly worry for BBC Radio, not because I think Bob will do anything other than protect it, but because I think the BBC has always had a slight tendency to take it for granted, ever since television came along. I probably learned this from Jenny Abramsky, who was my big boss in radio, but... it's my deep fear that they will underestimate the passion and commitment of listeners to all the radio we do and do something daft as a consequence.
And you can hear more of Helen on the Radio Today programme. Get it from your usual podcast app on Audioboom or at radiotoday.co.uk/podcast. I'm Stuart Clarkson, and that was this week's Radio Today News.